Dean, another dreadful start and a mountain to climb, 2-0 down inside the first 4 minutes. That must have really frustrated you on the touchline.
Yeah, look, I was here the other night, watched them. You do your analysis on them, you do your own work on them. They do start bright, and we knew about that. And look, let's not talk about the first one. It's the yard outside the box, the contact is. It's the second one. We have to be in check with our emotions. We have to look, there's 87 minutes left to go of the game. We have to make sure we still keep ourselves in the game. At 1-0 down, you're going to get opportunities. And then we just, as you said, to go 2-0 down straight away, it's a bit naive. And as I said, it's something that needs addressing.
It's a recurring theme that really needs to be drummed into them now, with some huge games to end the season.
Yeah, look, we've got a six-game season, and it's still tight down there, playing teams around us. And performance-wise, other than today, I thought today was probably the worst performance of the last four, if I'm honest. But we still had gone into good areas. We should be going at half-time at 3-3. We had we got two chances, one cleared off the line. It has to be a goal. It has to be a goal, not cleared off the line. And then the one out is a crossbar. There has to be a goal.
Yeah, Isaiah Osborne, had you gone in at 3-2 even, that would have been a different second half today, wouldn't it?
Yeah, as you said, we've gone even at 3-2. We should have been 3-3, so Zelly has to score as well. It's an uphill task, and then second half we kept going. We're always under the opportunity of leaving yourself open and a little bit vulnerable because you're trying to force the game. We got into good areas, and so we just didn't arrive on enough things. And then there's one or two blocks, keeps pulled two good saves off against Corey and Josh Gordon.
You played really well in the reverse fixture, Malik Wilkes. Was it the difference today, their wide man with the end product against Walsall's too? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. You probably nailed it on, put a nail on the head, if I'm honest. Hit a nail on the head. Look, he played well. As we said, we showed the clips where his strengths are. He's left-footed. He wants to keep coming inside, get shots off. And for the second goal, he's done exactly what we expect him to do. And we've told the lads he's got to force him outside and keep on his right foot.
He certainly went for it in that second half with four strikers, I suppose, going forward towards the end. But their keeper was certainly in some good form with a couple of shots.
Yeah, look, as I said, he pulled two very good saves off. And we've got to give ourselves an opportunity at least to get a point out of the game and try and force it. And as I said, we end up with a lot of strikes on the pitch. And look, keeper pulled one or two good saves off. But we've done the damage to ourselves in the first half.
And obviously, when we look at it, it's four defeats against the top six, the promotion-chasing sides. But what encouragement can you draw from these defeats?
Look, we played some good football. As I said, it's come to the end product, and as I've said after the previous three games, you play against the better teams in the division at the top half, full of confidence. They're ruthless, and we wasn't today.
Horrible run is over now in terms of playing the top sides, at least. There's some really big fixtures to come now. How do you approach these fixtures now? Is there a different mentality, knowing that there's so much on them now, these six-pointers?
Yeah, the lads are well aware, spot from in there. We're a six-game season. It's everybody who's down there. We've got the opportunity to get ourselves out of it. But the other teams will be thinking that the same thing from every single camp that and club that are in this situation. But we've got to make sure we look after ourselves. And as you spot the lads in there, you have to stand up and be counting there, and that's everybody. The leaders want to cross that white line. They have to go out there and start leading and being big, strong characters.
Having played these four tough fixtures and still being in touch really with the likes of teams in 15th, 16th, 17th place, you're still only sort of a win away from them. Do you see that as a positive as well, that you're still, you know, in touching distance of these teams?
Yeah, it's going to go down to the wire. There's no doubt about it. But we have to address 4 defeats in a bounce. Now we've got a massive game next week at home, and we have to go make sure we get something for this football club. And then all being well, that's 3 points.